case number 10. Is there anybody here appellant-wise for 21-778? It's a revocation hearing with appearance for counsel. Nobody has called or... Good morning, Captain. Can you please identify yourself for the record, please?
Good morning, Captain Alex Giannone, G-I-A-N-N-O-N-E of the Connecticut State Police, an attorney representing Commissioner Ravella at this hearing.
Okay. Thank you, Captain. Time is 11:21. Nobody has appeared for the appellant. Accordingly, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to find for the issuing authority the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection based on the fact the appellant has failed to appear for their hearing.
Yes. Just for the record?
Sure.
We attempted to contact the attorney through email two times and the appellant twice as well. And then I also contacted the attorney's office and spoke with his secretary, and I have not heard back.
Okay. That has been noted for the record. Thank you for that. There is a motion made by Colonel Overturf, second by Mr. Gray. Is there any discussion on the motion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Motion passes unanimously at 11:21. Thank you.
Case nine, huh?
Yeah. Do you guys want to keep going or do you want pizza?
Last one.
What?
This is the last one?
Last one. Last one. Okay. Case number 922-137. Last case. So everybody who's here. What's that?
22-204.
Is that a typo?
What's the matter?
204.
It's a Greenwich case?
Greenwich, yeah.
We have 22-137 everywhere.
Yeah. I think we have the right.
If you want to come forward, counsel, I'll just show you the name of the
appellant.
Yeah,
I think
we'll
confirmed
sure.
The name when he came in. So.
What number do you have? 137.
204.
He says he's a 204.
I think so.
Oh. No.
Is that my number wrong?
I don't have a 204.
Counsel, okay. If you want to just step over to Nancy and make sure we have the right case.
Yeah, we confirmed the names.
No, 204 was on the old agenda. Also with Attorney Miller.
Okay.
We're good.
137 it is.
Oh, was on another agenda?
Well, it was on the first one we got. It was actually case number 4.
This is 137.
Oh.
Okay, we're good.
Right.
If you looked at the agenda without names, that may have been where
exactly.
I don't know.
I apologize. There.
We're good.
I don't know.
Yeah, he had two originally.
Number 9. Last case of the day. Sir, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name, indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Yes. My name is Deputy Chief Craig Gray with the Greenwich Police Department. Spelling the name is K-R-A-I-G. That's Craig with a K. Last name is Gray, G-R-A-Y. Gray with an A.
Thank you, Deputy Chief. Counsel, would you like to identify yourself for the record?
Good morning. Attorney Gregory Miller for the appellate.
Okay. Deputy Chief, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes. So the chief has sent me here basically on my to represent his decision to decline the permit for the appellant. The issue revolves around a long-standing neighbor dispute between with cross complaints and cross complaints going back and forth. These complaints go back to 2015. Most, if not all, were criminal in nature. Were civil in nature and not criminal. We go back to 2015. Most of these are about a property line. Right? And so it is where the actual property line has been drawn. And so there was 4 cases in 2015 that went back and forth between these two neighbors. It was a culmination where there was an incident between the two parties, resulted in a pushing and shoving. At that time, they were not arrested, but they were issued creating a public disturbance infraction. At that point, things kind of settled down for a while and then did not heat up again until 21. At that point, we had another 2 cases between, again, revolving around a property line dispute. Throughout this process, you know, we've done our best to mitigate and come up with a reasonable solution for them from a law enforcement perspective. Quite often, there's been a level of unreasonableness between the two parties, which the appellant is part of. It went so far that planning and zoning came out, civil suits, attorneys represented one another, none of which has resulted in really what we would hope would be a de-escalation between the two parties on that property line, using actual legal means for their to settle their differences. And so some of these differences have included, I should say that some of the actions that have taken place revolve around what would be, at the very least, at least annoying and useless. So I think the theme is that there's been a level of unreasonableness in using the courts, and the civil courts, I should say, rather than criminal courts, to come to a solution on what has been determined to be a shared driveway.
Thank you, Deputy Chief. Council, would you like to make an opening statement?
Good morning. As the department has noted, there's never been an arrest here. There's never been a conviction. Ongoing problem with a neighbor who is a problem across the neighborhood. There was civil litigation, which my client won. We now have an easement on file to mandate that this particular neighbor will stop the conduct. My client no longer lives there. This house has been sold. The new tenant there, the new owner there, continues to have problems, I understand. I understand there's been other arrests in the neighborhood of other people who have had problems with this particular family. This is a problem house. My client owns a significant company here. No other problems, acts completely reasonably. You know, we're not having road rage incidents. He's not having problems with anyone else. We have one adjoining household with a common driveway who just continues with conduct that is very, very difficult. And basically, that's where we are. It's my client's lost his life, has got many years of reasonable behavior. He's got one problem with one neighbor, and the final solution to it was he's had enough, he has moved.
What town did he move? What town did he
move? He's
still in Greenwich.
Okay. Yes.
Everyone is thinking the same thing. Yes,
absolutely. So he's, he actually has two other places in Greenwich and one in Stanford.
But which one does he live in?
Greenwich. Okay. So at least for the moment, because the house is on, he's a builder, the house is under construction, it's just about done. So when the house is done, it probably will be sold. And but as we sit here today, he's still in Greenwich.
So he's living in a house that's being built?
He's the builder. Yeah, it's almost done.
Is it like a flip or is it a new construction?
New construction.
That's the flipper.
Oh, you're flipping it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I do for a new construction too.
Okay. Well, I was just curious how you were living in a house that was being built,
yep.
Like new built.
Ah.
Yeah. No. Okay. Deputy Chief, you can proceed with anything you'd like us to know.
I don't think there's much else that I could add, other than the fact that, you know, the concerns that introducing a gun to a what has been a long-standing issue, based upon what is a truly a back and forth between the two neighbors. Not that it was necessarily a an easy conversation with the neighbor, but it has been shown that it is both parties. Other than that, I don't know.
Okay. Questions for the Deputy Chief Counsel?
No.
Attorney Sinetti, go ahead.
The last thing we have in the file is from April, from 2021. I don't have a month there. Any other reported problems of this nature since that time?
With the gentleman?
Yes.
2021 was the last one that we had.
Sure. Okay, thank you.
There's a 22 that I do have here.
We don't have that in our file, don't we?
No, we don't. I think we owe it to 21. That's why I asked if there were any other ones.
23. If you give me a second, I printed out.
Sure, okay.
I did an any and all, just so that I would have it.
Okay.
The question were to Rod. I do have a 22 case. 22 case is about the removal of property line state survey markers.
Can you tell us a little more about that? Like, who removed what, sir?
I could read from the CAD report from the officers.
Yes, please.
So the officers responded and spoke with Michelle Jaramillo, who advised that she is the owner of 4 Ivy and that she shares the driveway with her neighbor at the appellant. And they have been in an ongoing dispute about property lines and the use of the driveway. Their next court date is in December. A year ago, Michelle had professional survey done of her property. Wooden stakes were placed in the ground with orange markings. Michelle had pointed out a hole in the ground where one of the stakes was pulled out and moved to a different spot. I observed that the stake in the ground and its apparent new location. I observed that the stake in the ground and its apparent new location. And the appellant was contacted via phone. He advised that he knows what his property line is and is not in violation. Area where stake was and area it is now placed, maybe under video surveillance. Shell will forward this video if she's able to locate it. As of now, no crime has been committed.
And there was no physical altercation
no
at that time?
Altercation.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions?
Just the one.
Colonel?
Just, you provided it was a 21 case involved an accusation of vandalism to a surveillance camera. Whose camera was allegedly vandalized?
Was it 21? Karen Blue broke their surveillance camera. It would be the neighbor to the appellant.
Okay. And no arrests or no... any
brutal violations.
No evidence in which it was the appellant did the vandalism.
Correct.
Thank you. Deputy Chief, do you happen to have anything in your file about other issues Angie Jaramillo has had with your department?
Oh, that's this other pile I have here.
Oh, wow.
The,
could you tell us about that a little bit?
If I were to just read the, well, I don't have the outcomes. I mean, obviously I could read through this entire stack, but how deeply would you like me to?
Well, I'd be interested, have you read them?
I'm familiar with the person as well as the location.
Okay.
Some of these reports.
So you heard counsel indicate that other people in the neighborhood have had issues with that individual. Is that a fair assessment?
I believe so. Yes.
Okay. What sorts of issues, for instance?
Similar to, I would say that there are other instances similar to the one that the appellant is going through.
Okay.
I can go into detail if you'd like me to go that far.
Why don't you give us one sample? I'm just interested.
Sure.
That is an open criminal case right now. That's the same open criminal case. Yeah, I actually just read one very similar before coming here.
Just with the chair.
So I have this, so I'll give you the case number. So this is a similar circumstance. The Greenwich Police Department case number is a 23 case. So 23-12830. The reporting party is not the same as the appellant, but the officers were dispatched to the area in regards to a neighbor dispute and was met by a separate subject making an allegation against that neighbor.
And what was the allegation?
The dispute stemmed from over kids chasing each other and engaging in fighting behavior. The neighbor was upset that they had exchanged words with his son, did not wish to do so. and did not want him to do so in the future. How come? Infractions creating a public disturbance was issued to all parties involved.
And that does not include the
appellant? Does not include the appellant. But that is...
So what counsel said was not inaccurate?
I would say in the reading, just this simple case right here, that would be correct as it applies to this one.
Other questions, Chief?
Yeah, I was just going to say, based on the size of your stack and what you're saying, it does take two people to have an argument, but it seems like the other neighbor is having arguments with many, many people. And that is what the attorney was trying to get across, I think. Is that true? Is that an accurate reading of it?
Sounds fair to me.
Has there ever been a threat of a firearm?
I don't believe so.
And you mentioned... Did you mention pushing and shoving or something?
Yes.
So tell me about that one.
So that was case 15, it's a Greenwich PD case, 15-20712. The officers were called at 11 o'clock to the address, the neighborhood, on a dispute. Started with a driveway dispute between the two neighbors. So came home and apparently he was doing some watering of a plant.
He meaning the appellant?
The appellant was watering a plant standing on the property. They closed space, they came into each other's personal space. There was some pushing, some shoving back and forth. The appellant at that time related that this is an ongoing issue with Jaramillo's. The appellant related he removed the sprayer stakes on the ground prior to this date, that he was watering a plant on his property when the other neighbor ran outside and yelled at him to leave her property. That in defense of the other one compromising his personal space, he pushed her to create distance between the two. No injuries or evidence of either party being struck or assaulted. And the shift commander decided to issue a creating a public disturbance ticket.
To who?
To both parties.
Both parties. Do you know if either or both paid the fine?
I do not know.
Other questions? No. Any other witness? There's no other witnesses because there's nobody here. okay. Counsel, you can proceed.
Yes, I'm going to call this just a little now. Appellant, my apologies, the appellant to testify on this. I have some questions for you, sir. First of all, how are you employed?
Construction company.
You do have to speak loudly. So yeah.
I have a construction company. I'm the builder.
I can usually hear you, but no, down there it might be a little tougher.
Yeah, I do have a construction company. I do renovation, build houses, any construction work. Yeah.
How long have you been in the business?
Since 2006.
Okay, and that's when you opened. What is the name of the company?
My name, Amin Construction, LLC.
Very good. And you indicated that you have finally resolved this by selling the house. What was the sale price on the house?
$840,000.
Yes, so you sold the house for $840,000. And since that time, any other neighbors in the neighborhood you ever had a problem with?
No.
any other problems with anybody else? I mean, you're running a construction company since 2006.
Even you can call any my customer number, I mean, the customer, they can give you a really good review. Even you can find online. These neighbors like have a problem. All the neighborhood, they hate like these people. Probably he knows like thousands criminal records. They have a catch with the drugs too, like a lot of crap to go in the house. And now they do like eviction something because of the house, it's like trash all over. I can say, so show you pictures.
With your business, is there a website for your business?
Yes.
And what is that website?
I mean Construction LLC.
And there was a reference here to the fact that that they had a surveyor come out, put down surveyor marks, and someone pulled up the surveyor marks. Did you pull up the surveyor marks?
No, they put the fence right in the middle of the shared driveway. I sued them, and they removed the fence after.
Okay. So it's just a common driveway.
It's common driveway. They blocked it, like they put the fence. I can show you video, pictures, I have everything. And then I sued them, and then my lawyer let them to cut it off and remove.
What year did you come to the U.S.?
2004.
And are you now a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
And the question that the board has got to ask here, and it's a difficult one, is whether you're of suitable character to possess firearms. Are you married?
I'm divorced.
Okay. Divorced now, you were. But the, you know, as the board looks at it here, would you describe yourself as a person with a bad temper?
No. I'm the nicest person. Like I said, you can call any my customer, anybody. Like this neighbor was like, you can ask any neighbor. They are so bad. I have a lot of video. I can show you how they talk.
So as I say, the board's got to come here. They have testimony here from the department that there were a number of incidents with this neighbor. Obviously, other people have had incidents with this neighbor. But how old are you?
42 or so.
Okay, so you're 42 years old. And just one neighbor. Everybody else in the world, you get along with well?
Yeah, I have an other shared driver. I have a house in Milton, Westport. That's also a shared driver. And I have an issue. And this neighbor, like I said, maybe from the Greenwich chief, maybe he knows, but they have a lot of accidents like with this house, this family. Like a whole family, it's a trouble for me. You can look it up online, their name, it's a problem.
Obviously, the decision the board's making here is about the suitability of your character to possess firearms. Let's assume they granted it. And one of these neighbors comes over next time. Are you the kind of person to walk away, or?
Yeah, that's why I'm walking away. Since 2015, this happening every day. I'm just walking away because they're trying to sue me. And that's how they make money. They don't work. I don't see anyone working there.
That's all I have.
Deputy Chief, do you have any questions for the appellant?
No.
Does the board have any questions, Chief?
Your attorney is correct when he says suitability is the important issue here. You submitted three letters from people attesting to your suitability, correct?
Yeah.
Who wrote the letters?
My friends, neighbors.
Well, they're identical letters. Who actually typed the letters?
I mean, they did.
They didn't type them. They would have had to have sat down together. I mean, it's the same letter, three times.
I asked them to write the letter. They don't know what to write. Maybe
did you write it for them?
No. Yeah, honestly, I can say no.
You don't know who did?
I know who did. I miss that. Like them, my friends, then neighbors.
Yeah, no, you have three letters, but my problem is they're all the same. So I've got to decide how much weight to put in someone talking about your character when they're all written. Basically, people signed them, but they didn't write
whatever
them.
They know, like simple thing they said, I don't ask them to write exactly this, what I want. You can call them, I can give them numbers.
No, their numbers are there. They've signed them and their numbers are there, but the letter is identical.
Yeah, random, even one of the two guys there have neighbors from there where I used to live.
Yeah, I guess you don't understand what I'm saying. It's,
yeah, I understand.
You didn't say write me a letter. You said, here, sign this letter.
No.
Someone had to do that.
No, I don't think so.
I think your attorney's looking at you thinking.
Yeah, it's the, and I probably would have given this. There were no statute numbers. There wouldn't have been any statute numbers I put in. No. But you don't remember who wrote the letters there? I'm sorry, I don't have my. I landed a couple hours ago from Dallas.
Hey, you can look at my right to here. I didn't check them actually word for word, but they sure look word for word to me.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. It just goes to the credibility or the weight you put on the
recommendation. Certainly understood.
I can get one of
them. No, it's okay. I'm just trying to figure. It would have been better had they written an independent letter based on how they knew you and an example of your character and how you deal with people.
Yeah,
but you don't really have that. All right, that's all. Thank you.
Question for the chief, Deputy Chief. Knowing you know now, the appellant has moved. You've informed of us, given us some insight to the neighbor's house. If he's moved at this point, would you still object to denial? Approving his pistol permit?
I still remain concerned. It appears that, at least in the dealings with this person, he is unable to de-escalate continually. There's always an issue. He's still in town. And so I still remain concerned that the ability to de-escalate in the situation with this person is just not present. So this is the key to my
concern. Do you know for sure he's still in town? Because I do question the residency thing. That sounded a little strange to me. And then he just mentioned he has homes in, you said,
Stamford,
Westport.
Address.
What does your driver's license say for an address?
Greenwich.
But on the old one, the one, the problem house, or new one?
No, different
one. The one you're living in now?
Yeah.
I'm only going off of his testimony here, Chief. Yeah, I have no idea.
Right. Maybe they'll use the gun for it like this.
No, but residency is important because he can't issue a permit to
right.
someone who does not
live
in Greenwich.
I'm still looking for myself, build the property. I'm going to be there anyway.
Other questions?
Yeah. I share the chief's sort of unease about the form letters. I mean, it would have been nice if they were a little bit more unique, let's say. But the fact that your neighbors still signed them and are attesting to the fact that they thought you were okay with a permit, I think has some weight.
Other questions? Have you ever had a permit for a firearm?
Yes.
You did?
Whatever
the
passed the school.
I've never had a pistol permit granted.
No.
Did you take the question?
But you've never had a, because you just didn't answer the question on your application about have you ever had a firearm permit application suspended, revoked. Okay.
No.
Any other questions? Any other witnesses?
No other witnesses.
Follow up questions? Okay. Would you like to make a closing statement, counsel?
I would. I think to the extent that his conduct may have constituted a use of force, I think it was a reasonable use of force. Use of force is justified in Connecticut to the extent that is, if he pushed somebody, that's a use of force. But I think what we have here, there's nothing here to show that it's and unreasonable. I think it's protected under self-defense to the extent that it might have been a use of force. Secondly, I think he has stated on the record that he has attempted to not escalate this, to stay away from it. He did go out and hire an attorney to handle this civilly, and they could not resolve it among themselves. That was successful. Finally, he just gave up on this and sold the house and moved. Since moving, there's been no further problems. We can look all the way back to 2004 when he came to the U.S., 2006 when he formed a company here in the U.S. He's obviously done very well inside of that company. No problems anyplace else. One problem neighbor that he had a problem with, it's resolved, he's moved. I don't think there's no allegations of drugs or alcohol or anything of that sort. No other kinds of incidents with anybody else. I think given the very isolated nature of it, it is reasonable to conclude that he just really had a very tough neighbor he tried to deal with over a number of years. It never escalated to any extreme. Police have been out there on a number of occasions. Finally, he's done. He's moved. This is over.
Closing statement. Okay, brief factual.
This is a denial by the Greenwich Police Department. The denial was for suitability. The basis of the denial is the police department's concern regarding the appellant's neighborhood or neighbor dispute. There were four cases in 2015. There were no arrests made. The only law enforcement action was during that period, which was 8 years ago, in which the appellant and the neighbor were both issued an infraction for creating a public disturbance. And there were two complaints in 2021. Neither were any type of criminal action. By the town's own opinion, this was a civil dispute in nature. The appellant, which I think is probably the most important, no longer lives at that location, moves him away from any type of concerns with that neighbor. And the Greenwich police had a fairly substantial file regarding complaints regarding the neighbor, in which the neighbor seemed to be have issues with others in the neighborhood.
Okay, comments by the board?
Again, there's no criminality, it seems. There was the only law enforcement action occurred in, it was 8 years ago, and that was just an infraction issued to the appellant and the neighbor. I think the most telling or the most important issue is the appellant no longer lives there. And it seems like the appellant or the neighbor that the appellant was involved in, I don't know if that, the neighbor was the cause of it, but the appellant has no other issues with anybody else, yet the neighbor seems to have multiple issues with others in the neighborhood.
Yeah, it does seem there's a common denominator situation here, and it's not the appellant. There is a stack that the deputy chief has in front of him regarding issues with the neighbor. It looks about 2 inches thick. I did note the civil case that the appellant brought against the neighbor regarding that shared driveway. So he did attempt redress in civil court to deal with what was clearly an issue. I will note, I found it interesting, there was a stipulation in that file where the neighbor agreed to remove the wooden stakes in question, so seems he had his hands full to me. And then ultimately, the fact that he did move, he's done everything he could to remove himself from what is clearly a volatile situation that he did not create himself. So those are my thoughts. And no other comments, correct, Chief?
Yes, moving seems to have solved the problem, at least with that neighborhood. There's no indication there's anything else. I still do question the residency. It doesn't make sense to me. I think I see the way the board's going to go on this, but assuming if he does get a permit, the Greenwich make sure that he lives there, that he actually lives at that home at the time they issue the permit, because they can't issue it if he has moved again.
Correct.
And I would also tell Greenwich to take a look at their denial letter. Take a look at your denial letter. There's no reasons in the denial letter. You should put details of why you're denying somebody in there. rather than just suitability. It often helps to, if you list everything there, sometimes the appellants will say, yeah, you know what, he's right. But if you get a really basic one saying suitability, they really don't know what they're up against. So it could prevent you from being here at all, but or at least everybody will have a, know what they're dealing with when you come.
Chief, we're talking about literally the one that we wrote to
yes.
the...
Yes, exactly.
Thank you.
Because all it says is you're being denied for suitability rather than an ongoing neighbor dispute where on this date you were given an infraction for creating a public disturbance. On this date, this happened. Lengthy, more detailed letters would most likely be helpful in the future.
It gives the appellant an opportunity to develop his case. Mm-hmm. Comments.
Sure.
I looked up the appellant's website. It's quite a sophisticated website for a construction company. He's an upstanding citizen as far as I can tell. Good businessman, runs a company for many years in residential construction.
Thank you, Doctor. Other comments? Okay, we'll start with Dr. Conrad.
For the appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Colonel Overture.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray?
Appellant.
Chief Rosenzweig?
Appellant.
Chair votes appellant. 6-0 in favor of the appellant. Thank you, gentlemen.
I nearly spoke to you. What's that? I nearly spoke to you.
Gray.
Oh, no.
Let's meet another
Gray. Yeah, you're going to vote too.
Smell the progress.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
All right. Okay.